Good morning. 7:31. So much for getting out earlier. Today is May the 16th. 2 days in a row. Woohoo! Yeah. Make sure everything is plugged in, turned on. Yesterday's signal was kind of pitiful. Maybe today's will be better. Or maybe it's just a function of where I have the microphone pinned. I don't know. Anyway. So, yeah, it's a little cooler today. It's not quite as humid as it was. I guess humid was yesterday. I put calm on the picture, but a little breeze has come up in the last few minutes. Feels good. So today I've got a bunch of stuff I need to do. Not the least of which is mow the lawn. I was reading a post on one of the writing blogs, one of the writing communities that I belong to, with some guy trying to figure out how to balance life and full-time job and writing. Now, I'm trying to balance working at home and writing, and how to avoid things like having to spend an hour mowing the lawn. I suppose I could hire it done, but I've got to get ahead of the game. You know, an hour is 1,000 words. That's what I'm spending by making this walk. Because by the time I get back and get everything all posted and everything, it'll be 40 minutes for the walk, 20 minutes for the cleanup, posting, editing. It's not very much. It's, just a question of putting the file in the server and getting it formatted correctly. Good morning. But then there'll be 22 phone calls. Yesterday must have been solicitation day. I swear to God, we had at least 6 different calls that were solicitations for one thing or another. The one call I got that was significant was for the surgery center. So my schedule for Monday is actually quite late. I'm a little peeved. 10:45, 10:45. It'll be 1 o'clock before I get out of there. I was kind of hoping it would be 8 o'clock, but no dice. Well, maybe they'll get a cancellation and I can go in early. I'll plan to be ready to roll. Well, it'll be good to get the other eye fixed. I got clipped yesterday. Shorn. It was overdue. My younger daughter was disappointed when she saw it because I lost my mad scientist look. Keeping my hair short like this cuts down on all kinds of problems. Not the least of which is the cowlicks that I have in various places around my head that cause short hair to stand up and be counted. And because I have so few hairs these days, you can actually count them, which is a little bit not all that great. Now, I did like the beard. The beard was coming along nicely. I asked them to clip that down too, and they did, and it looked like a whole family of mice had died. This sort of gray fur all over the front of my haircut apron. There was a lot of it. And as a result, my face is rather exposed at the moment. But you'll be fine because I've got surgery on Monday and having fewer hairs to catch in masking tape and adhesive tape is a thing to be desired. So I don't have any complaints there. And it'll grow out a little bit by the time we have the visitation next weekend. Not this coming weekend, but the one after. Memorial Day weekend, when father-in-law and his girlfriend come to town. Oh, I forgot to turn on Endomondo. Oh, what a bummer. Because I had a good time going. I got a good set on Pandora this morning to move me along pretty sharply. My legs aren't as sore as I thought they were going to be, which is a good sign. My feet sore, but I took a pill. I took one of the anti-inflammatories this morning, and it's working. So I may have to do that morning and night for a while to get ahead of this. And since I've got to go back and mow the lawn this morning, that's probably just as well that my foot is not completely sore. Greedock, though. Gosh, talking about Greedock. Thinking about marketing. This is the last day of... the last week, rather, of Walk the Fire's promo on Kickstarter. John Moreau did a, he got an American editor who could take care of editing the anthology, putting it together, including putting the Kickstarter on Kickstarter rather than Indiegogo. Indiegogo was available in Canada, but it doesn't have anywhere near the reach of Kickstarter. So he's really hoping that he'll have funding for this next Walk the Fire anthology. And I hope he gets it too. I have to confess, I'm really of two minds about this use of Kickstarter. It's becoming more and more, seems to me, it's becoming more and more the de facto first spot, first stop on book production. People are using it in lieu of an advance, I guess, is the best way to look at it. And the reality of how I see what I do is taking the profits from one book and plowing them into the next. And as that catalog builds, then, you know, the need for Kickstarter, particularly in relatively small amounts, $2,000 to $3,000, seems less and less necessary, I guess is the word. It's an interesting thing. So obviously he hasn't made that money. Obviously he hasn't made that much on his books yet. Which is too bad, because he writes some good books. That's some interesting stories. And I suppose for the anthology, it makes a certain amount of sense so that he can raise the capital he needs to pay for the stories that he wants to put in it. These aren't sort of negotiable soft costs. These are professional grade paying gigs. That's, you know, for 10 stories, that's $2,500 just for the stories. Plus the editing, plus the cover, yeah, I suppose. It's not a bad deal, it's not. It's not what I do, but then I have to be really careful because I don't do normal stuff. I don't do what everybody else does. That doesn't mean that what they do is not valid. Oh, prairie dogs. Very close to the path. That's not a good sign. The prairie dogs are innocuous by themselves, but the problem is that they have fleas that carry the hantavirus that are bubonic plague. So, yes, we live in a town of plague carriers. Monkpole. I did read an interesting post. I don't usually read a lot of Chris Brogan stuff. He's a little too markety for me. He's a little too mainstream broadcast. In spite of the fact that his chops are built on social media. I'm not big on numbers for numbers' sake. And he's real big on promoting numbers. But he does a lot of things. He does a lot of things right. He posts regular blog posts and he does a lot of interesting stuff. Yesterday's post was about the flag. Moving the flag forward. Or moving toward the flag. Sort of like who moved my cheese. But the idea being that to-do lists get filled up with stuff it would be nice to do, and they tend to choke out the things that need to be done to get closer to the flag or to move the flag forward. And whatever the flag might be, his is growing his business. Well, I think for a lot of us it's growing our business. Then there's a few key elements to that. For me anyway, it's writing more and getting the books that I've already got written out. I'm still stuck behind Greedock. I didn't do anything on Greedock yesterday, although I did do some other stuff around the house. I'm going to do some more stuff around the house today. I've got to get some more short audio projects out. I'm probably not going to do more than one today just because. But I'm going to take advantage of the fact that my voice is not my normal voice right at the moment. And I'll use that for this rather creepy voice acting bit, which should be fun. So I'm not quite sure what kind of voice it's going to have, but the irony of it is not lost on me. And then, gosh, Greedock. If I gotta get Greedock done. Today is Thursday. I have until Monday before I have to go for surgery. And then next week will be the week from hell between recovery early in the week, my wife freaking out over her father coming to stay at the house, which is a complete and absolute utter shambles of a wreck, which needs to be burned down and built back from the ground up in order to actually sterilize the area in flame, because simple soap and water isn't going to cut it. The sad part of this is that I'm only marginally, moderately joking. She actually feels that our house is such a wreck. It is so unsanitary in terms of cleanliness that, yeah, she does believe that simple cleaning isn't going to do it. It's suppose that's the other thing I should hire, is a housekeeper. The problem that I had, we had a housekeeper for a while when I was working full time and had regular paychecks that I could tap for things like housekeepers. And what would happen is that she would clean a house. Our housekeeper came on Friday morning, so she would clean the house Thursday night because she didn't want to see the house in its true condition. And then Friday night she'd come home and complain that the housekeeper didn't do a good enough job. Now the fact that the housekeeper came in and cleaned didn't seem to matter, because there was always something that the housekeeper didn't clean. And it didn't matter how, this is the problem that I have with her all the time, it doesn't matter how much I clean, it doesn't matter how much I do, there's always something that isn't done. And it's the nature of life, there's always something that isn't done. So you could work, if there were 50 hours in a day, you could work 50 hours in a day, 7 days a week, and never run out of things to do, never run out of things that need to be taken care of, never run out of things that should be cleaned or washed. If nothing else, the sheer number of hours you'd be awake would mean you were generating more dirty dishes and more laundry, and it gets to be kind of silly if you start thinking about it in those terms. So, you know, one of the things that we go around with all the time is the laundry. Now, I don't mind doing laundry. Now, if the laundry's in the laundry room, I'll throw a load in. And she complains that there's always laundry there. And the answer is, are you wearing clothes? And the answer is, yes, of course. And there's always going to be laundry. Because as soon as you get done, as soon as you change your clothes, there's more laundry. And you change your clothes. I change my clothes regularly, every day. So every day there's new laundry. Every day there's more dirty dishes. Every day there's these things that need to be addressed. So the idea that they should be caught up, the idea that they should be done, is such a foreign concept, it's such an odd idea, that it just puzzles me that she thinks it has any kind of validity in life. Of course the house needs to be vacuumed. Of course the floors need to be washed. It's been more than 20 minutes. The kids have spilled soda on it. What do you want? Get rid of the kids. A few more years, they'll be gone. Next fall, the elder daughter will be off at college, living in a dorm. God love her. See if we can get her a driver's license before she goes. Not that she'll have a car, but one step along the road, as it were. I really wish I'd remembered to hit Endomondo this morning. So it's not a great time, but I suspect it's well under 20 minutes, or under 25 minutes anyway. The 20-minute miles are not terribly helpful, although they are getting me back into conditioned. I wonder if the grass is dry enough to mow. I think so. It's short enough so it's not going to be binding up in the mower too badly, I think so. I'll do that before I sit down again. So that'll be my main chore for the day, taken care of, other than fixing meals. Walk across the grass and see how wet it is. Yeah, it's a little damp, but not too bad. Okay, good enough. Well, I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day. I won't have any luck at all. I'll talk to you then.